This was the moment the second powerful earthquake struck southern Turkey. This concrete apartment block in Malatya, not able to withstand the earth's violent tremors. Many had already fled their homes, fearing what might happen. Kahramanmaraş is at the epicenter of the disaster. Here, two children are pulled from the rubble of a collapsed building. Their parents in disbelief. The first quake struck while they were sleeping. The second came a few hours later as rescue teams scrambled to find survivors from the first. There were scenes of destruction across at least 10 cities in southeastern Anatolia. Hundreds of people were killed and thousands of homes destroyed.
AFAD, Turkish Disaster Directorate, mobilized their rescue teams from different provinces to the affected region. Turkish Red Crescent as well. Fire brigades, municipalities, gendarmerie, military, and many other NGOs also deployed their rescue teams and search and rescue teams to the affected regions, almost 10 provinces.
In the city of Adana, a cherry picker was used to lift a woman from an apartment building in danger of collapse. In a national address, President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan said the government was doing all it could to deal with the situation.
Türk Silahlı Kuvvetlerimiz,
the Turkish Armed Forces and Emergency and Disaster Authority have been called to the affected areas. Our priority is to rescue those in need. 9,000 people are working now on the rescue efforts.
Turkey declared a level 4 alarm. That means international assistance is necessary given the affected area is so large and millions of people need help. And their need is even more acute because it is winter and they are facing cold temperatures, snow and rain.
Turkey sits on top of major seismic fault lines and is frequently shaken by earthquakes. About 18,000 people were killed in quakes that hit the northwest in 1999. With a history of such natural disasters, many are asking why the country wasn't better prepared and why so many buildings collapsed.
We'll bring in Sinem for an update. She's joining us from Istanbul. Nightfall, as we can see behind you. How are the search and rescue operations going, Sinem?
The rescue operations are still underway with more than 15,000 personnel on the ground. And Turkish President Erdoğan just tweeted that his government announced a seven-day national mourning that will end on Sunday after the sunset. So this week is going to be a very difficult week for Turkey, not only because the rescue works are still underway and this is a critical time, but as the time passes, even all the ministers who have spoken so far, they always underline that the picture might be darker and the death toll is expected to rise. For instance, there are some areas that the rescue workers and NGOs haven't been able to reach out to. And Hatay, Antakya, Turkey's southern city border with Syria is also one of those areas where the access is kind of cut because the highway between Hatay and Gaziantep is totally out of order. And we're hearing from the locals that people are trying to hit the old highways, old roads through the mountains to get access to the city. And we have no information about the death toll from Hatay so far, but the total death toll is now about 1,651, which is expected to rise as the first 3 days, 72 hours, are the most important times for these kinds of earthquakes. Rescue workers are working hard to get people out of those rubbles and evacuate the survivors from the damaged buildings. But of course, since Turkey has announced a level 4 alarm state, international assistance is required. That's why, as President Erdoğan said, 45 nations have offered their help to Turkey, and Turkish president has also spoken to his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, in these terms. Many countries are sending rescue workers, medical supplies, and humanitarian aid supplies and personnel, but the most important thing is the carrier. If you have more carriers, enough carriers, it might be easier for the rescue workers to reach out to those areas, which is difficult to reach right now because of the weather conditions, because there is snow, there is rain, there is wind. All the negative factors seem to be all together during this earthquake across Turkey, not only in the eastern part, but also in the Turkish capital, Ankara, in Istanbul. The weather is very cold, there is wind, there is snow. So these are difficult hours, difficult days for Turkey, and many are frustrated. The defense minister also said that through a vessel, a ship that can approach to Iskenderun port, the wounded people can be taken to city hospitals for treatment. But we're talking about a vast geography here. Those 10 cities affected by this deadly earthquake this morning, this is a vast geography, a very big area, a large area that we're talking about. And we're talking about nearly 13 million people residing in those 10 cities. So when we think about the scale of devastation, possible devastation in these areas, it frustrates everyone. And now everybody is working in full capacity, but that even that full capacity seems not enough for now.
Thank you so much, Sinem Kosovoglu, for that update from Istanbul.